the X with OG at a Yankee game. Shit, I made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee king. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a...
Here we are, episode 8.
Prediction. Hello, Mr. Liam.
Yes, how you doing?
Good. How are you? I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. St. Peter's won again.
There you go. Get it out there already. Just say it.
Go Cox. Go Cox.
There you go. Now we're done. Don't have to speak of that anymore.
Why? Why don't you want to speak about that?
Don't care. It's baseball. There's baseball on right now.
Did you bet against St. Peter's?
I did. I bet against St. Peter's. I don't root for them all year. I don't really care. Why would I root for them now?
It's a hater. That. Crazy hater.
I hate when Yankee fans become fake Yankee fans in October. So why would I do it too?
That's fair. It's for the culture though.
Yeah, I don't like culture. The Yankees don't have culture, so.
No. That's not for the culture. The St. Peter's is for the culture.
No, I know. But as a Yankee fan, we don't have culture, so we don't care for the culture.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's true. Most judges boring team in baseball.
Judges are captain, so he doesn't really he's not really that bad good luck at being a captain. We don't have no leadership. Maybe if I had a good leader, I would be rooting for Spook. You know?
That's fair.
But I have a guy that plays a jukebox in a locker room after we win a game in an ALDS game.
I think that should be our intro music.
The
jukebox.
The jukebox judge.
Yeah.
The New York.
I think that should be our.
Our intro doesn't sound good already. Imagine we did that one. it would be even worse.
I know.
Hear that one.
If anyone knows how to edit music audio into this, please let me know. Because I just don't know how.
Well, a good week of spring training for both. Yankees have gotten some W's. Red Sox have been a wagon during this.
Have you been betting on the Sox for spring training?
I did that one AL East lay.
And the Rays ruined it?
And the Rays ruined it.
Everyone else won?
Everybody else won.
Who'd the Orioles play?
I forgot who the Orioles play. Oh, my God. What a horrible swing by DJ. Orioles played that day. Or it was Monday, I believe. Yeah, it was Monday. The Twinkies. That was a shootout, 8-10.
Ooh. Orioles putting up some runs, baby.
I love the Orioles. And spring training Orioles are like the best to me. I just wish Adley Rutschman was here. Sucks that he's out for the year.
He's out for the whole year?
I think so. I think he tore something in his shoulder.
Oh, that sucks.
But I might be wrong.
I didn't even know about that.
Look.
We had some news since the last podcast.
What was the news?
Trevor Story is coming to the Sox.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Was he playing today?
Yeah. I think so. He was supposed to make his debut today.
Yeah, that's what I read. I read that he had his debut today. He's wearing, what is he wearing? 10, right?
Yeah, 10. It's a sexy-ass number for him.
I do like 10.
A sexy number. He said, give me that David Price number, baby.
Yeah, he suffered a tricep injury at Adley Rutschman.
That sucks.
Yeah.
He's not in the lineup today. I thought he was going to be.
What?
Maybe tomorrow.
They're lying to us?
Yeah, bro. What the fuck?
They're lying to us already. What the hell is going on here? Not even in the season. It's like the Yankees.
Not even in the season.
Yeah, it's like the Yankees lying about injuries all the time, you know? Oh, he's okay. It's just a sprain.
And then he's out half the season.
Yeah, then he's out half the season. Like, what? How did it turn into a sprain? How was it a sprain?
So what do you think about Trevor Story?
I see him as a 202 hitter outside of Coors Field. He hasn't hit over 250 out of Coors Field since 2019, 2018.
He's going to be a stud.
He could use that Green Monster to his advantage a lot.
He's going
to
be a stud.
Does have great defense. I can't say that. But I don't think
he's
it makes
the top 10 base runner in the league.
I don't think it makes you guys better than Tampa or
Tampa. I think we're better than Tampa.
I feel like everybody's better than Tampa, but I'm just scared to say everybody's better than Tampa.
Tampa did nothing for me this offseason, man.
They did absolutely nothing. Absolutely. Which is surprising because they usually do one blockbuster trade with the Padres
every year.
Which they haven't. They really have something in the works, though.
Probably. Maybe for Will Myers, Will Myers and Eric Hosmer.
Yeah, for Glass now. Just for Glass now. It's gonna be Will Myers and Hosmer for Glass now.
And somehow Will Myers and Eric Hosmer are going to end up hitting 40, and then Glass now is going to have a 70 RA.
The funny thing is, Will Myers will be coming back to Tampa.
Yeah. My best Tampa memory of Will Myers is when he dropped the ball in the ALDS against the Red Sox in 2013. Led in two runs, and the Red Sox ended up winning the World Series.
I don't really remember that well, so probably wasn't really watching because I probably hated it. What was going on? Two rivals in the playoffs against each other. It's hard to watch that.
Yeah.
Hard to watch that.
Happened again this year, too.
Yeah, it did.
The Sox won again. I get the Sox just owned the Rays in October, I think.
It's a good time to own them.
It is a good time to own them.
Yankees. The Yankees have beaten the Orioles a few times spring training, so that's a good thing. The Yankees sucked against the Orioles last year.
Spring training wins scare me. I texted my cousin yesterday. I was like, yo, the fact that the Red Sox are winning all these games and the Yankees are losing all these games in spring training is honestly scaring the shit out of me. Scaring me, bro.
Making you nervous for April 7th?
Yeah, it really is.
Making you nervous for April 7th. The thing that's annoying me.
Using up all their juice right now.
Gerrit Cole hasn't pitched one spring training game yet.
Why?
I have no idea.
He's going
to
die.
When,
as soon as he steps on the mound, he's going to die.
I have no idea.
The regular season.
Seve has pitched two games. He hasn't pitched one.
How's he look?
Seve's looked horrible. Oh. Absolutely tar.
That's good.
The funny thing is, he was supposed to be the most ready pitcher.
Does he know what time the game starts, though?
I hope so. He's been on time. Been on time.
He wasn't on time in the ALDS in 2018.
But Boone said he was the most ready pitcher in the Yankee staff, and he's given up like seven runs.
How's Jameson Taillon?
He's only had one start too, I believe. And he looked good in his one start, J-Mo.
Time for him to come back to reality a little bit.
I like J-Mo. One nut, man. Did you know that?
Is he?
Yeah, he has one nut.
Little Lance Armstrong?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Get testicular cancer.
Nice. John Lester?
John Lester, there you go. He's not
a bunch of one nut guys.
Maybe he comes back and throws a no-no like John Lester.
Call him half sack?
That was a good one. My favorite pitcher in baseball, Clay Holmes. He's been throwing the ball well.
Oh, I thought you were going to say his one nut.
No. Imagine the Yankees have multiple players with one
just
nut.
Just one nut.
No beards and one nut. That's the rule for the Yankees now.
You have to get a nut cut out to play for the Yankees. Maybe that's what's taking Judge so long to sign his contract.
Maybe. They were far apart, though, on the arbitration, but I don't think that's a problem.
Arbitration is different than a long-term contract.
Yeah, I agree. They don't want to pay him $21 million for a year. I think it's the back end that's killing him right now.
He's going to end up getting more than $20 million a year.
Oh, I agree. I think he's going to get 30.
So,
which sucks.
What's the problem with paying him 20 this year?
I'm not Cashman. I'm not Hal. I don't know.
They have all the money in the world.
Maybe John Boyd knows.
Maybe. Should we hit him up?
They're worth $6 billion. I saw that yesterday.
The Red Sox just went up too. Red Sox are like $3.9 billion now.
It's insane that they're worth so high.
Yeah. But
they're Fenway scared to spend money.
Group. Yeah, right. Exactly. Fenway Sports Group is the highest worth the most money out of any like sports group in the world. They own
They own Chelsea.
Yeah, no, Liverpool.
Liverpool, even better. I think they're number one in the Premier.
Liverpool, Red Sox, and the Penguins.
Penguins. I need a Penguins to win for my bet.
They want to they want to buy a basketball team, but they can't yet because of LeBron.
Why is that? What, he's in the group?
Yeah, he owns part of the Fenway Sports Group.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I was like, what?
Did it last year, I think.
Let's see. Table. Oh, no. Liverpool's in second behind Man City.
They're a point behind.
Man City's been a monster this year. I love how we're switching to soccer.
I have no idea anything about soccer, to be honest.
But you got it.
Not a single idea.
That's crazy. That's a lot of teams to own.
Talk about real sports here.
How do you figure that out? Like, we got to buy players for Boston. Then we got to go to Pittsburgh and figure out free agents there and drafts. And then we got to go to England, baby.
Yeah. Literally.
Fish and chips. Get some transfers. That's a lot on their plate.
I'm sure that John Henry does not oversee all of it.
Jackie Bradley Jr. is homered now.
There you go. Stuff. There you go.
Little JBJ.
Getting a little hot.
Getting a little JBJ. Update.
JBJ getting a little hot.
Gotta love him.
You don't want to see JBJ get hot.
I love I like his defense. I love JBJ's defense.
If you see JBJ get hot, man, that lineup is deadly.
It's nervous. Should I be nervous for opening day? Opening day nervous.
Especially if you got Jameson half sack Tyone on the mound.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Slow clap for JBJ.
Oh, that was a soundboard thing?
Yeah. Oh, it didn't.
No, I heard it. I heard it. I just didn't know what it was.
It was a slow cap.
Give me the cash for Trevor Story.
A little cash?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. You guys money.
Yeah, bread it up.
You guys money. Judge is going to get it too. He's going to get a little that too.
Give me a sound of what the Yankees offseason has sounded like.
It's been I would say it's a burp. Not a flush.
All right.
Not a flush. All right. A burp.
How's the Sox offseason?
I give a burp too. You haven't done much either.
We've done more.
You got an old 41-year-old pitcher.
And he's gonna dominate you this year.
That's true. But there's still 29 other teams. 28 other teams. 28.
You got Michael Wacha.
Can't count the Red Sox as a team in the 30.
Jake Diekman.
Deke.
We got some guys.
JBJ.
We got some guys.
Yo, IKF is the highest hitting shortstop in the AL East right now in spring training.
Is he really?
Yeah.
It's because Bogaerts hasn't really played.
I've been loving IKF.
Of course you have.
No, I really do. Donaldson hasn't really done much. He hit that one home run. Hasn't done much, but IKF has been. That's his nickname from now on. I ain't saying his name. Isaiah Khalifa. That's hard. IKF.
Kiner. It's Kiner for left.
God, that was a bomb. Michael King just gave up a bomb. Palacios. Josh Palacios. Horrible with names, guys. That was a bomb. Absolute bomb. Yankees losing 2-0 now.
Who do you hit it off of?
Michael King. Another guy that has gotten another start before.
Garrett Cole. Yeah, when the hell is he going to start?
I hope soon.
Yeah.
Season's only 20 days away.
Yeah, it's happening quick. It's happening quick. It's less than 20 days.
Oh, he's tomorrow.
I'm pretty sure it's 12 days.
Yeah, about around 12.
12 days. It was 2 weeks from Thursday.
He's on the mound tomorrow, finally.
Let's do some predictions.
Little predictions?
Where do you want to start?
Start divisions. Nice scoop.
All right, let's start divisions.
You want to go from west to east or east to west?
West to east. Let's finish with the AL East.
We'll go NL West to AL East, or
yeah.
You want to just do divisions or one conference at a time?
I'll just start with the Dodgers. We'll do NL West.
Okay.
Yeah, I got the Dodgers.
Dodgers, see, second place is hard. I don't know who put second place.
Oh, we're going all five?
Well, no, not all five. Maybe wild card. Maybe we'll do wild card.
All right. So let's do division winners and then do wild card. Yeah,
then we'll do
wild card.
Then we'll do wild card.
So I got Dodgers.
Easy pick.
And what do you got?
Oh, I got the Dodgers too. Yeah.
All right.
I don't think any weird or insane person has anybody else. That line of you.
NL Central. This is a hard one.
I put the what the hell is their name? The Brewers, the Brew Crew. Cardinals could most definitely win that division.
Oh, they for sure. I'll pick the Cardinals. Just so we have a little discrepancy here.
Okay.
Let's make some notes of this.
Notes.
Let me write this down. Yeah. So we can check back at it at the end of the year. Where are you writing it?
It's just a soundboard.
Oh.
pretend to the people that we are. We can just go back and listen to it.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true.
I'm just gonna go off my futures bet, which I did have the Dodgers and the Mariners. Not the Dodgers and the Brewers. Because I already screwed up my NL West already, or AL West. What about the NL East? What do you like in there? That's a fun division.
Give me the Phillies.
I'm with you on that one. I can't go wrong with that lineup. The only problem is that the defense.
I know. They got 9 DHs on the team.
Yeah, that's going to be a hard defense for Joe Girardi. But do you see Buck Showalter pitched Max Scherzer for 5 innings the other day in his first start? Yeah,
I did. I feel like that's a lot of Max's doing.
I do too. Because he's a fucking psycho. Just a psycho.
He really is.
He's just weird and crazy.
A psycho who did not want to play baseball.
Yeah, exactly. We will never forget.
We will never forget what Max Scherzer did to us.
Yeah. I'm not blaming Garrett Cole.
It's all Max.
Had to do that.
All right.
The Braves now let's go to the AL. The Braves done some good things too.
But they have, for sure. But Matt Olson, I love that Matt Olson move for them, even though he's screaming back.
I do too. Well, I think the Matt Olson deal is a better move, in my opinion.
3 years younger or something like that.
And he just knows how to hit.
And he plays gold glove defense.
Yep. If he would have been at Yankee Stadium, I truly believe he would have hit 50 to 60 home runs there.
Oh, probably.
With that swing? Oh my God. Oh. Then you got NLAOS. Sweeper. I think we both got this one.
We do. I'm excited about this one.
I already spoiled it 5 seconds ago.
Did you? I didn't even hear you.
I said the Mariners already by accident.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm give me the Mariners, baby.
I love what they've done this offseason.
I do too, and I do not like what the Astros have done. Astros on third place team?
It could. Angels. I really don't believe in the Angels. And the Rangers, I need them that they're going to be good in 2 to 3 years. They're not going to be good this year.
Depends on how Syndergaard is.
That too. And if Ohtani can stay healthy on both sides.
Yeah.
He needs to stay healthy. But the Astros.
And they need Trout to stay healthy as well.
That's true. I forgot about that dude. Is he good?
He's all right.
Yeah, I thought so. The Astros really depend on Verlander.
Yeah, that's also very true.
That's Verlander. Because you got Lance McCullers, and then they didn't get another pitcher.
I think he was a big merchant of the sticky stuff. I don't know how he's going to fare this season.
Especially in Houston.
I think he was the biggest merchant of the sticky stuff, and he kind of got off by being out last season.
I would say it's close between him and Cole.
Yeah.
It's very close between him and Cole.
All the Astros guys.
And then the AL Central, that's an easy one as well.
White Sox.
Yeah, that's another easy one. Nobody's made an improvement that good. Twins have done weird stuff that doesn't make sense. Like trade two good guys.
The Twins have absolutely no pitching.
Yeah, that's true too. Randy Dubak? Dolbak?
Yeah. Dobnak.
That's my guy.
And AL East.
And no, we're a Yankee Red Sox podcast, but I'm watching the AL East champions right now.
Who?
The one stud on the mound, Alec Mahano.
Oh.
I'm so bad with names.
I agree. It's the Blue Jays. That lineup is
disgusting.
Disgusting.
And they got good pitching. Can't go wrong with the pitching. Guzman, McConnell.
They had an incredible offseason.
Kubich, the Japanese guy.
Kikuchi, right?
Yeah, Kikuchi. From
the Mariners.
You got Barrios to ace that staff.
That staff is going to be disgusting.
I did make another future parlay with the New York Yankees, of course. Need a kink.
I haven't put my parlay in yet, but I will before April 7th.
Got to do the logical. What a pitch. It's just right down the middle, IKF.
Got to wait for, like, the Blue Jays to go get off to, like, a 0-1 start. And then the odds, they give you like an extra 50 points in the odds. Goes to like plus 200 instead of plus 150.
Yeah, let's look at I'm on FanDuel right now. Over under Yankees, 91.5 wins.
Oh, they have the over under on the total wins.
They have total unders on the total wins. So
let's go. Right, I like that.
We can do that right now. Yankees are at 91.5. Where are the Red Sox? They're at 85.5.
Oh, give me the over.
Yeah, I'll take the over for the Red Sox.
Sox are getting 90 to 100.
The Yankees, I don't know. That's a hard one. Because they're going to win 90 games.
I would take the over on both.
I would too. Maybe parlay them.
Season specials. Best record. Ooh. Best record. The second best odds is the White Sox.
Oh, wow. Well, tied with the Blue Jays too. Blue Jays and
worst. There's a worst record.
Baltimore Orioles. Wow, huge favorites.
Leading the pack. Leading the pack.
Favorites. Plus,
I would say I would take the Pirates.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Little parlay of the Pirates and the Dodgers.
+500, can't go wrong with that one.
Dodgers best record, Pirates worst record. Little parlay action.
Oh, you can't parlay them.
Yeah, you can.
Nah, I've just tried.
The best record and worst record you can parlay. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, you can parlay those?
That's yeah. Cool. Plus 1820 for Dodgers and but Dodgers best record and Pirates worst record.
Why can't you do over-unders then? That sucks.
Diamondbacks over 66.5. Oh, I'm taking that Red Sox future.
American League outright is the White Sox. And then right next to them. Very close, the Houston Astros. And then the four AL East teams lead the other way.
To make the playoffs. Wow, Red Sox are -110 for yes and -110 for no. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, the Yankees are -355 and +270. They fucking believe in the Yankees. I don't understand ever. Never
understand. They always do.
It never makes sense. Never makes sense to me. Never makes sense.
If their name wasn't the Yankees, they wouldn't get as much love.
Nope, I agree. I agree.
All right, so let's move on. What's the next predictions?
I guess MVP, right?
Let's do MVP.
It's a hard one.
You go first.
Because I don't know what they're going to do. Can they give it back to Shohei? Like,
they sure can.
They just rode him so much last year. And it's just hard to see somebody else winning if he's just doing what he's doing still, you know?
I agree.
So it's just so hard.
So is he your pick?
No, I'm gonna go Mike Trout.
Okay.
I feel like he needs to get back into the limelight, needs to be the best player in baseball again. He's just gonna win it. Oh, another. Maybe bomb.
You want my pick?
That was gone. Oh my god. Line drive, Calvin Biggio.
You want my pick?
I would love your pick.
Give me Vladdy.
Vladdy? Oh, that's a great pick too.
Give me
great
Vladdy.
Pick. Great pick too. That is a great pick. What about the NL?
This one's harder, I think. I'll
meet you outside. You know what? I'm gonna go. Ronald Acuna Jr.
Ooh, when's he coming back, though?
Oh, I thought he was back already.
I don't know. He might be. I'm not entirely sure. He tore it in the beginning of the season, so he should be back.
July 10th.
Soon.
May is his target date.
He can win it. Coming back in May.
Yeah, month off. I could see that. I like Acuña. Can't go wrong with Acuña. One of the best in the game.
Bryce Harper won it last year. Give me
some Bryce.
Give me Juan Soto.
It's a contract year, too. I believe for Juan Soto, too. I think his arb's up after this year, no?
It could be. He's been in the league a couple of years.
That would be something if he wins it on his contract, yeah. Screw the Nationals out.
Yeah, he really would. Free agents this year are
We can do that later.
Let's keep doing the picks.
2025.
Then we can talk about some free agents.
What about the Cy Young? Cy Young's easy.
Let's do Cy Young.
Cy Young's easy in the NL.
Who you got?
I think we both have the same guy, no? You
got DeGrom?
Damn right. Best pitcher in baseball. Can't go wrong with him.
I know, but what if he gets hurt again?
That's true. I did see on Carton and Roberts yesterday, they did an over-under on 23 starts.
Oh, I don't know, man. Interesting.
Oh, wow. Shohei's the leading candidate for MVP. Mike Trout second, and then Vladdy is third.
Evers just went deep again.
And you want to know the funny thing is? We didn't even look at the odds. Juan Soto's the favorite. Ronald Acuña Jr. is the second.
That's
favorite.
Funny.
I would love Zach Wheeler to come back and be
win the MVP?
Good.
No. Or Cy Young?
Cy Young. I love Zach.
I agree.
I thought Zach Wheeler should have won it last year. I thought he had a better year.
I think the AL is hard. I thought he should have won it as well.
AL is hard. I don't think it's Cole. Robbie Ray, I don't believe in either.
I don't think it's Robbie Ray either. I don't think it's Giolito.
Bieber. If Bieber has a better year than last year, I could see it.
I could see Bieber. I can definitely see Bieber.
Ooh, sleeper.
But I'm gonna take
sleeper would be Berrios.
I was just gonna say I'm gonna take Berrios.
Berrios would be a sleeper.
I'm taking Berrios.
That's a good pick.
Who you got?
I'm gonna go Bieber.
Bieber?
Can't keep pick the same. Lance Lynn's up there, former Yankee legend.
Rookie of the year.
Well, that's the AL is kind of nice. The AL has some sexy ones.
Oh, for sure. Like, NL, I'm taking Saya Suzuki.
Yeah, that's an easy one. There's nobody else really. I don't really know any of these. I know Hunter Green, Joey.
I don't think Hunter Green's gonna get called up till later though.
Yeah, so those are Joey Bart's good too. I think he's a catcher.
He is
a catcher. But the AL is fun. That's a good one. My picks are between Witt and Spencer. Spencer is a stud. Not saying his last name. Torkelson. Yeah. Oh, I got it. I think Riley Green is a Detroit Tiger too.
Tigers got some guys.
They do. Allie Rushman's up there too, but I don't know how long this tricep injury is keeping him out.
Charon Duran's up there. He kind of sucks.
Shane Baz?
I was just going to say, I'm going to take Shane Baz. You keep seeing the people at the same time as me. I'm taking Baz.
No, I'm going Spencer.
It's time.
I like Spencer. I like Spencer a lot.
It's time for the Rays to work some of their magic since they didn't do any offseason moves.
Imagine that. Imagine a Rays with 107 games this year, making absolute zero moves and a higher luxury tax now. So it's even harder for them.
Comeback player of the year?
I would say Acuña then.
Acuña.
That's on here?
No, it's not on there, but it is an award.
Gold gloves, you want to go position by position? No. Not doing that. Manager of the year. Give me a manager of the year.
What are my odds? What are my odds on a Trevor Story MVP?
Trevor Story MVP?
That plus 4,200. Wow, he's actually a lot higher than I thought he would be.
Is he really on here?
Yeah, he's plus 4,200. It's not even worth it.
The worst player is Shane Bieber.
Bogaerts plus 5,500, bro. What? Give me that contract year.
Bieber is the second best for the Cy Young, but the worst for MVP. That's weird. Where's Gerrit Cole? Gerrit Cole's even higher. A lot higher. Bobby Witt has higher odds than these pitchers. What the? Holy crap.
Devers is plus 2,000. I might change my pick. Give me Devers. Give me Devers. I'm changing.
Carlos Correa and Trevor Story are right next to each other.
Rafael Devers hit two home runs off of Corey Kluber. Give me Devers for the MVP, baby. Can you parlay this? Give me a little MVP Devers.
Oh, you definitely can parlay Soto. This.
Oh, yeah. Plus 9,500.
It's probably $1 million. 956. If you do Acuna, it's 1,600.
Devers, DeGrom. I'm not picking the AL. Devers, DeGrom, and Soto. Plus 44,000.
I did a six, all six. $576,000 you will win.
Jesus Christ.
Suzuki, Spencer, Bieber, DeGrom, Acuna, and Trout.
Crazy to me that Suzuki doesn't even have the best odds. I think he's tied.
I think he's tied.
Who's O'Neill Cruz?
I don't know. Baseball fans, but don't know. I think he has been making name, though. I think he's been hitting well in spring training.
He's a shortstop for the Pirates.
Uh-oh. That means Cole Tucker, Vanessa Hudgens, boo, is not going to get some playing time, it seems like. It's crazy. She's taking a Pittsburgh second. Tiger. A Pittsburgh Penguin. Jesus, what the hell is their name? Pirate.
Pittsburgh Tiger?
Yeah, Pittsburgh Tiger. that's a cool name, not going to lie.
It is.
Cool name.
Did we just change the name of the
Pirates? Pirates? Maybe we did. Maybe we're on to something. Sort of GoFundMe.
Let's do it. Let's get some manager of the year.
Aaron Boone.
I was going Cora.
No, I'm going to pick a sleeper. I think they're going to be a lot better than they are, but they're not going to win the division. AJ Hinch.
Okay.
I think AJ Hinch could make that Tiger team a lot better than they are.
Give me Alex Cora.
Dick Rider.
Alex Cora should have won it last year.
Won it last year, Cash.
No.
What the hell is her name? La Russa?
No, it wasn't La Russa. Who the fuck won it? It might have been Cash. I don't even remember. 2021 AL manager of the year.
I'm gonna pick my NL. My NL?
Yeah, Kevin Cash.
Joe Girardi.
Ooh, that's a good one.
If he's gonna win the division, it's gonna be a good one. It's gotta make a lot of moves with that horrible defense.
My NL? Buck Showalter.
I love that. I love Buck. As much as I hate the Mets, I can never give Buck Showalter hate.
I love Buck Showalter too.
If it wasn't for Buck Showalter, the Yankees doesn't make that run in the 90s. Joe Torre could have been a mop and they would have won all those championships in the 90s. It's that easy.
Buck Showalter, Alex Cora. And you had AJ Hinch.
Joe Girardi.
There we go. Seems pretty good. Those are some predictions.
I like the predictions.
I do too. Got to play some futures on this.
Oh, damn right we do. Damn right we do. Well, I have two future division winners already.
If anyone is interested in a fantasy baseball league, give us a little call.
Yeah, hit the DMs. Don't be afraid. We don't bite. You might get two different answers because we're on the same Twitter, and we wouldn't know if we answered. But hey, two answers better than one, in my opinion.
Two answers better than none.
Yeah, that's true too. True too. Get a little interactive with you guys.
Thinking about starting a little league. 12 players, hopefully. $25 entry.
We can always determine the price too.
Yeah.
We don't know.
We've been called broke.
Yeah, we've been called broke. We have been called broke. And we don't know how to do fantasy baseball because it's not Yahoo or it's head to head.
Yeah, that too.
Head to head is the best, though. I don't know when.
Head to head is the best.
Points. What do I want points for?
They even get points.
I think it would just go by how many home runs they've hit and stuff like that, and average and stuff.
Kind of sucks.
Yeah, I'd rather just do head to head, beat somebody's
head to head, head to head. Is DeGrom starting opening day?
I would assume so.
It's going to be his first start of the year?
I would assume so.
He's going to get rocked.
Imagine. Oh, my God.
He's going to get rocked.
That would be insane.
That's when Devers is going to start his MVP tour.
Yes, he has penciled in DeGrom as the starter for opening day.
DeGrom versus Evaldi. I'm trying to go.
What are you talking about? DeGrom versus Evaldi.
Cole versus Evaldi. I'm sorry.
We got rivalry to start the day.
I was reading the list here, and I was just on DeGrom.
Evaldi is penciled in for that day.
Yep. Sale's coming back mid-May.
Tommy Mahal is penciled in for the Reds. Manhole? Mahal? Tyler Mahal. Not good with names.
Guys. Isn't it like Mally or something like that?
M-A-H-L-E.
Mally, I think.
Ohtani is penciled in. Not many games on opening day. You got two.
No, there's not. There's only three, like six or
four,
seven.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine. Yeah. Oh, got nine.
Not that many.
Yeah, not that many.
Then you keep forgetting that Kluber's on the Rays.
Yeah, you got nine and then 11. And then you get fun. Then you get fun baseball. 11.
There's one move they did.
Yeah, Kluber. Klubs threw a no-no and dipped for the Yankees last year.
Yeah. Bobby Dalbec's been on fire.
You wanted to get rid of him.
Yeah, I did.
But he must have listened to the podcast.
He got mad.
This is his motivation.
He had something to prove.
Yeah, this is his motivation. Probably listens to you speak and say, I want to trade Dalbec every time before he goes to the plate.
That's his walk-up song is the rivalry. He walks up to the plate and everyone in the stadium's like, who the hell is this guy?
Will you be there opening day?
No, I'm trying to go on the 9th.
The 9th? What is that, the day after, on Saturday?
Saturday. They don't play on Friday.
Yeah, I hate when they do that.
But yeah, I'm trying to go on the 9th. Get the little $25 tickets from like the nosebleeds and then just stand in center field the whole time. It's always the wave.
Just don't get us canceled while you're there, okay?
Don't get us canceled?
Yeah.
How am I going to get us canceled?
I don't know. You get killed by Yankee fans or something like that. Podcast has to be canceled.
Be a lot worse than getting canceled.
I wouldn't have a partner.
Just be you and the soundboard.
This will be you. That'll be you.
Red Sox are planning to make a big round of cuts tomorrow, Alex Cora said. So expect some roster moves.
Uh-oh. You guys have been doing a lot of cuts.
Yeah, man, because we've had a lot of new players.
Ooh, a little headhunter. Judge batting leadoff is so weird to me. I don't even know what this Yankee lineup is going to be opening day. I really do not.
Let me read you a little thread.
I do not know.
Sources: MLB has recently made new proposals to the Players Association with an emphasis on sign stealing. Here they are. MLB proposed prohibiting batters from reviewing scouting cards or information during an at-bat. A hitter could not review a scouting card placed in his helmet during an at-bat. MLB proposed that beginning with the first pitch of the game, club personnel may not print any scouting information for the purposes of providing it to on-field club personnel during the game. MLB proposed permitting pitchers and catchers to use the wireless PitchCom device on a completely voluntary basis. Clubs and players have access to these devices now during spring training for testing during bullpens and games. These are just proposals. It's not sure how the Players Association will respond, but there's an added focus on sign stealing.
Yankees just hit a double play. You know what that means? We're going to be a monster this year. Good teams at double plays.
Good teams at double plays, baby.
But that sounds like a problem for you and the Astros, to be honest.
Us and the Astros? Just wait till your report comes out.
We've been waiting for that report for like a week now.
Been waiting for it for 5 years.
That's true. You've been waiting for it for 5 years. But the judge said they were going to let it go, and where is it?
Shouldn't they it be said out they by have now? Like a different date to decide.
They're holding it like it's the JFK killings.
Yeah, no, literally. This goddamn report.
I forgot what I was going to say. I was going to say something. God, train of thought.
What were you going to say?
It was nothing about sign stealing, I don't think. But, oh, it was the have you seen what Vanderbilt's doing?
Yeah.
That the watches. They should implement that into baseball. That is ooh, what a pitch. That is
everyone would hate it.
Wouldn't hate it. It would make
I wouldn't mind it.
It would make it easier. And how would you steal signs?
Yeah, exactly.
How would you steal signs? That is
right to the watch. He looks at it.
If you haven't noticed,
I don't know how he shakes off though.
That's true too. I really haven't gotten into details with that. But if for the viewers that don't know, they have Vanderbilt started a watch thing that all players on the team have it. And the catcher, or I think the coach puts it into the watch, and they all get the sign to see what the pitch is coming. It might be multiple pitches in a row, but you might get a whole series.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I doubt it, because it would all depend on what happened with that single
pitch. That one pitch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know a lot of detail about it, but it's very interesting. Could work.
It sounds like that's what they were just proposing. Yeah,
that's what I thought of with Vanderbilt.
So hopefully.
I think you got a great, great game tonight in college baseball. I think you got Tennessee, number 4 in the country, against Ole Miss, number 1 in the country.
Oh, there we go.
Little SEC battle.
Do a little bet on it?
Can you bet college?
I don't know. You can bet the future. I know that.
The college would be easy to
bet. I hit a couple parlays yesterday.
Like, imagine yesterday with like last year with Jack and Kamar. Oh my god, you'd be betting Vanderbilt every day.
Well, it would have been crazy. They didn't even win at all, did they?
No, I don't think so. I do not believe they did. I believe they did not.
I don't remember who did.
Oh, I don't either. No, you can't bet college baseball.
I read that college basketball slate like a book yesterday. Like a book.
It was the only one that sucked for me was Providence. I had the money line.
I had Miami -3.
Yeah, I had that one too.
I had what other game was that? Oh, UNC money line.
Yeah, I had UNC money line too.
I had St. Peter's money line. And
that wasn't in LA though, guys. Wasn't in LA.
My Miami and UNC was in LA.
No, I know.
Those were in LA. St. Peter's was not in LA with them.
Scammy cat.
And my last pick was Providence +7.5. Also,
yeah, I like that one too. I had that in my I had that like one
book.
I had that one in the Purdue bet.
I think I'm gonna go Vanderbilt money line today. Or Vanderbilt spread, and then Duke money line, or Duke spread.
Villanova.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
We're talking about Vanderbilt too much. I like that too. I have 20 Nova bucks.
Underdogs is so disrespectful.
I agree. But Houston, I've been following Houston all year. They're a wagon. Little defense. Their
Houston.
Defense.
I hate Houston.
Their defense is insane.
Vanderbilt hits the free throws when they need to.
You keep calling him Vanderbilt. It's so funny.
Villanova hits the free throws when they need to, baby.
You're like 5 minutes away from Villanova, too, aren't you?
Yeah. Should go to the game.
You should. I think they are in Philly now.
I think it's in Chicago.
Oh, is it? Just go to Villanova campus.
Red Sox plan to carry 15 pitchers and 13 position players. Cora says there are two position player spots up for grabs. These are locks. Plawecki, Vasquez, Arroyo, Bogarts, Dahlbeck, Devers, Story, JBJ, Kike, JD Martinez, and Verdugo.
Wow. Story, Kike, JDM, and Bogarts. Oh, didn't think they were going to make the cut.
I'm surprised.
With all the money they're making, just cut them. Get Bogarts to the Yankees so he can cry every time he hits a home run.
I need Devers to get his extension now.
That was a little surprising that they got the arbitration off in time.
Yeah, me too. That deadline was about as tight as the CBA deadlines were.
Yeah, sounds like it. Sounds like
you got all these deals coming in at like 5 o'clock at night, and they were like, "Yeah, the deadline was 1 o'clock."
Yeah, in the afternoon. Like what? Yeah. You got that Devers update at like 8 o'clock at night. Like,
yeah.
Like what?
Deadline somehow they got it off in time. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
they just signed it,
and it took 7 hours to report.
I think they gave him 12.
12 million? I have no idea.
That's another thing I wanted
to touch on. I don't follow your bitch ass team.
Another thing I wanted to touch on is the crazy arbitration numbers that the Mets were throwing out there. Pete Alonso got more money than Shane Bieber.
Yeah, Pete Alonso, what did he get? Like 21 million?
No. It was like 7 or 8.
Oh, yeah.
But Shane Bieber got six.
Bieber got six, and he got about 8 or 9.
It's insane.
Yeah, that makes no sense. No sense.
Why did Bieber sign for six?
You know why? You know why Pete Alonso got that much?
Home run derby?
Uncle Steve doesn't care about the tax. Just a fourth-tier tax, though.
So, yeah, only the fourth-tier tax.
That never
comes. No other tax. No other tax.
No other tax, but he skipped
that fourth-tier. I'm just so excited, man. 12 days and we have baseball.
I know. MLB The Show comes out in 5. They teased me the other day. I was able to download it. So I was pumped. I was 1 o'clock in the morning, pumped out of my ass. Thought fucking they were just gonna be able to give us baseball right there and then. So it gets to, you know how PlayStation has you get to play, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're halfway. So it got to that point and it said you can play now, put it on. Just gives me the timer still.
I might have to buy it now.
Big
might
blue
have to buy
balls.
It. While I have the bread, I might have to buy it.
I would do it. I think the game looks awesome. The franchise mode looks
it does.
Awesome.
It looks incredible.
Awesome this year. They're doing so many different things, and it's going to be so cool. Oh, Judge is in center today.
Going to get it while I have the bread. Just got paid.
I bought the MVP edition, so I get it 4 days early.
How much is that one?
I think it's 80.
Not bad.
And then the biggest one, it's like 100.
Digital Deluxe?
Digital Deluxe. I know you'd be interested in that one.
Might be interested in that.
I think you get 25K stubs or 50K stubs. And then you get 2 diamonds, a couple packs, a lot of packs. You love your Diamond Dynasty.
I do.
Just a franchise guy. Love franchise. I was watching a video on Road to the Show too. That looks good too.
I've never really played Road to the Show.
That shit was fun when you were able to be a two-way player, but now you got the option to be a two-way player, or a pitcher, or a position player, which is nice because sometimes you don't want to be a two-way player. That was fun. And I think MLB is the best sports game out there.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
FIFA has taken a step back. That was sick. FIFA was
sick. RTP received Trustly Inc. Because I took out $50 from FanDuel when I won the St. Peter's bet. But I don't know how much. I don't know if I've never like seen it like this. It usually comes up as FanDuel in my account. So I don't know where the $50 came from. I'm not complaining, but I just don't know where it came from.
We should give Zeg a shout out.
Shout out Zeg.
For letting us bet in PA.
Shout out Zeg.
I've only done it once. You've done it once too.
What?
We bet on Spoo.
Oh yeah, I've only done it once.
Liam's a fake Spoo fan. Fake. Don't let this hype excite you. You wanted them to lose to Kentucky.
Yeah, but it was different for me then.
Why is it different?
Because I had Kentucky winning it all. It was different for me then.
I really deleted the app for the bracket. I said, screw that. I was at 50% with three of my teams out, my championship team out. Like, how? It made no sense.
RTP are a type of faster payments that settle instantly.
There you go.
Okay, but so why did it
come to your account? I have no idea.
Why did one of them do that and the other one didn't? I don't know. I'm not going to complain. There's an extra $50.
FanDuel's a little weird.
Yeah, there's an extra $50 in there. I can't complain.
They're a little weird. It sucks that there's really just spring training baseball on. Wish we could talk about the season.
Yeah, I know. Me too. But there's always next week.
Always next week. Get a lot closer baseball next week.
Well, there won't be baseball next week, but
it'll be baseball, but not regular season baseball.
Well, next time we record, we'll... Oh, no, there won't be.
No, it's the last week.
Next time we record. Yeah, it'll be the last week. Next episode will be the last episode that we have nothing to talk about.
Well, we had stuff to talk about. We got some good things going today. Yeah, we got some good things going today. Good episode. We'll leave it here, I guess.
Thank you guys for listening. We kind of stretched it out a little bit at the end, talking about some bullshit, but
yeah, we did. But if you made it this far, thanks.
Thank you. See you hit us up against that fantasy about that fantasy baseball league.
Yes, too. That too. We would like that too.
All right. You're my home.